A very good afternoon to you from the sports team. We start this one off with some football. South Africa winger Oswin Apollos anticipates a tough outing against Lesotho in their 2026 World Cup qualifier tomorrow. Now Bafana Bafana are second in Group C, level on 7 points with surprise leaders Rwanda after 4 completed match days. Lesotho, meanwhile, are in 4th place in the group, just 2 points off the lead, and have notably held Nigeria away from home and beaten Zimbabwe thus far. Apollos is confident, however, that the team's high spirits will push them to stay on top.
You know, it's going to be a very difficult game, you know. Lesotho is a very hard-running team, you know, a lot of fighters, you know. Our preparation went well, you know, so it's going to be a difficult game. But as South Africans, you know, we're always ready, you know, and to put in the work as well, you know, run hard and fight hard for the team.
Cameroon, bolstered by Premier League duo Andre Onana and Brian Mbeumo, were held to a 0-0 draw by Eswatini yesterday as match day 5 of qualifying kicked off in Africa. Japan became the first to qualify for the World Cup after second half goals from Daichi Kamada and Takefuso Kubo gave them a 2-0 win. And then ending off with athletics, teen sprint sensation Bayanda Walaza says he's continuously working on perfecting his form. Now the 2024 Olympic silver medalist broke the South African under 20 200 meter record at the Athletics SA Grand Prix in Johannesburg last night. Walaza won the item in a new personal best time of 20.08 seconds, taking a 0.02 seconds off the national record of 20.10 set by Clarence Munyai in March 2017.
Me and coach, we never talked about my form. We're just working on it, you know. My coach never told me that, bring your hands here, do this, because you might not know. I might change my form of running and I might run slow. So it's better to work on what we have so that you can be the best.
Lucky Moleyane finished second with former World Championship finalist Lucolo Adams in third place. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faira Crouch.